Good morning, A-Town. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED-THE-BETHUNE-LAW-FIRM. If you happen to get a second date, we're going to hook you up with $100. Who's on the phone this morning?
Ahmad.
What's up, homie?
What's going on, Joe?
How can we help you?
Man, trying to look for this young lady, man, I was dealing with, man. I don't know what really happened, man. We had a good time, you know, went to a good cook for, got all, you know, hot ready and everything. You know, after everything what happened, you know, she left. Shoot, I ain't heard from her about a week or two.
So who is she to you, bro? This your lady? This a friend? What's the relationship?
I was trying to get it to be my lady, man.
This is not something you trying to force, is it, bro? Sort of.
I ain't trying to force nothing, but shit, I might have to force something.
Okay, but we're going to do our best to try to get you back in good graces. What's her name, Ahmad?
Jen.
Is she at work right now, do you know? Is she going to be able to speak with us?
Hopefully she ain't at work, but I'm trying to find Jen.
Okay.
Hey, look, we're going to get Jen on the phone. Try not to say much, man. Don't say nothing, as a matter of fact. Keep your phone on mute. And when we cue you in, you're going to know, because we're going to let her know that, you know what I'm saying, you're on the phone, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, I just asked this man, I said, did he try to force it? He said, no, he didn't try to force it, but.
But, what is the but? Let's figure it out. We're going to get Jen on the phone. Y'all know she going to spill the juice.
Hello?
Good morning. May I speak with Jen, please?
This is her.
Hey, Jen, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How can I help you?
Listen, we're just trying to get in touch with you, want to speak with you about an issue that's taking place, and want to just get some answers. Oh, wait, Jen. We sorry. You live on the radio. This Young Jock, Mo Quick and Shout on the streets, wanting to take over, Jen.
Okay. What is y'all calling me for? What's up? What are you
doing? Girl, you bad like you excited when you hear us.
Come on.
look here. We got a morning show, and we have a segment on our morning show called Second Date Update, okay?
No.
Yes, ma'am. You are a guest feature on Second Date Update, and it is all about you, Miss Jen.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Second date with who?
Ahmad. Do you remember Ahmad?
Hell to the no.
What
you
happened?
Filthy ass Ahmad.
What did he do, Jen?
Filthy ass Ahmad.
What
this
did?
This man brought me over his house, thought he was doing something because he cooked me dinner, tried to light some Dollar Tree candles.
Girl.
I go to bed, you know what I'm saying? We do the grown folk, you know what I'm saying? Everything's supposed to be decent. Next day, I'm like, what is this on my leg? And, you know, I'm just like, okay. So then 2 days pass, and it's a full-blown rash all over my damn body.
What do you mean all over? You mean, like, everywhere?
Everywhere.
Were you allergic to something?
I'm working out in hives. I got a sty on my eye.
Ooh.
I don't even think my feet had shit on me. Do you hear what I'm saying? He cooked, like I said, he lit up them Dollar Tree candles. And the house, I mean, it looked it, you know, it looked it tidy. I ain't going to no
it
dirty
looked
house.
It looked it. So okay.
It looked it tidy. It looked it tidy. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, we know I what mean, you're I don't say. Know if he had something under his bed, roaches, and what. But when I woke up the next morning, it was like sandpaper that I was sleeping on. So I had to get out of there. So 2 days later, now I got a rash on my body. So I had to go to Piedmont, get a steroid shot. I don't know what he got.
Okay, okay. All right, Jen. Jen, we know you have been through quite an ordeal. I had no idea this is what we was walking into this morning. And we didn't tell you this part, but we got your guy on the phone. The man who gave it all to you.
So he got time to be on the phone, but not clean his house.
I don't think Ahmad knew, though. Ahmad, did you know?
Hey, I ain't got no rest. I don't know what she's talking about. To be honest, we thought everything was kosher.
Ahmad, stop playing with me. You done threw your dishes in the tub as opposed to washing them. You think I didn't look behind that shower curtain?
Nah.
You're filthy.
Well, if you saw that, why did you lay with this man?
I'm telling you.
Listen, I saw it when I got up to use the bathroom. What you want me to do, leave out?
Hell yeah!
Yeah, I would love.
Might as well finish it at this point.
So, she won't get all the dirt. But look, check this out. So, how did you get rid of this, or it just went away?
No, it did not go away. I'd have had to go down to the emergency room, utilize my insurance. They'd have had to give me a steroid shot. They didn't even know what type of rash it was. They asked me about the surroundings that I was in. I don't know. You got these black sheets. Do you ever change them? With your filthy ass.
Ahmad, that's a very good question.
When's the last time you changed your sheets, Ahmad?
Yeah, that was the next question.
Change my sheets.
Exactly.
Wow,
change your sheets,
Ahmad.
Man.
Ahmad.
What's up?
I mean, let's be for real, dog. Like, you know in your heart of hearts, do you think your house, from 0 to 100, where's your house at on the clean chart?
Oh, clean chart? Negative 3. I mean, she must not been clean herself.
So you don't think it had nothing to do with your house?
Oh, no, it can't be my house, boy.
I don't know, man.
Why would you have dishes in your goddamn bathtub, bro? Like, why would you have
that
dishes in your bathtub?
That don't make sense, right? Like, dude, you got to explain and you got to be honest.
Well, I got two bathrooms and I ran out of space in the kitchen.
What do you mean space? Wash them. Put them back where they're supposed to be.
That's crazy.
In your cabinet.
Home tripping.
Well, that's what you supposed to
do. I got two bathrooms. She must have went to the guest bathroom instead of the real bathroom.
Hey, man, bro. Hey, we're going to let you go, man.
I was going to ask. I guess I can ask anyway just so we can hear no. I don't know. Jen,
yes.
How much did it cost for you to go to the hospital to utilize your insurance?
I'm looking at a $750 ER bill dealing with this filthy ass period.
Okay,
I can't believe it.
So listen, on behalf of 1-800-Bethune Law Firm, I'm going to ask you this. You know, if you happen to take him back, you might get some money. You normally we don't give but $100. But we don't want you to take them back for the money. But I'm just saying, you do have a hospital bill. Is it any way possible you can see fit to take Ahmad back?
Absolutely not. Okay. I'd rather get out here on the street corner to pay this hospital bill than deal with that filthy ass. Okay?
I would deal with a whole bunch of filthy dudes than one. Whoa. Girl, you better show him.
On behalf of 1-800-Bethune Law Firm, they will not be getting this $100 for their second date. And also, Atlanta, you got to call us up. Let's talk about this, man. 404-352-0945. I don't mean talk about him. I'm just saying talk about this situation. All right? Keep what you got. We're number one in the streets. Streets 94.5.